Mr. Patrick, before you go, you probably should just stay on. We voted to move item number 8 to the end of the agenda, so your preliminary final plat application for at 2400 Meadowview will be heard after item number 12. Can you confirm that, sir? Okay. Well,
hello?
All right.
Now, can you hear me?
Mr. Patrick? Okay.
This is Tom.
Yeah. Hi, Tom. This is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. I was just confirming with you that we have moved your previous item number 8, the preliminary final plat for PR 2021-005744 to the end of the agenda. It'll be heard after item 12. Just confirming that, would you, sir? Okay. The next item on the agenda is item number 10, project PR 2022-006762, application number SD 2022-00043. The preliminary final plat to divide lot 24 into two tracks, grant private access easement and a private sanitary sewer and water service easement and public utility easement. All right. So, Mr. Aldrich, I saw you out there. Could you please introduce yourself, your firm and address, and we'll get you sworn in.
Yes, sir. This is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, located at PO Box 30701, Albuquerque, New Mexico 87190. And we are agent for Stephen and Susan Chamberlain, and here to go through the comments with DRB. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
All right, please update us. Mr. Webb, could you, now that you're back, could you please screen share his latest submittal from DMD? There we go. Go ahead, Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, that's not the latest one.
Oh.
That's a couple ago. I know I saw the latest one was inserted in the deviation request.
Here, I'll tell you what, I think I got one from yesterday at 7:25 p.m.
Yes, I sent it again just in case you didn't have it.
Okay. This is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Mr. Webb, I'll go ahead and share this one. Ms. Gomez, just FYI, we need to make sure that I think you were copied in this. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and forward it to both Mr. Webb and Mr. Gomez so we get it placed into our file, the file for 6762 and DMD. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and share this.
Mr. Chair.
What's that?
I found it, I got it there, Jay.
I did place it in the DMD file.
Awesome, thank you.
That's it. Did you want me to go ahead, Jay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. So I've gone through, I went through hydrology's comments on this sheet. If you can look down at this last note, I added a note for a cross lot drainage, what Ernest had requested. So that was added on. And I believe Ernest, you were okay with that, I believe.
Yes.
And then we also added a note over on the right over here pertaining to the deviation request that we're requesting from the city of Albuquerque. Everything is filled out on that. You and I discussed that, Jay, and mm-hmm. Everything the date is on there. We've also added the project numbers onto the cover sheet.
Great.
And I think that's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, let's make sure there's nobody out in the public who wants to speak on this. Members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak. If you wish to speak, please indicate that now. Have anybody out there? Mr. Webb, Ms. Gomez, anybody out there?
I do not see anyone.
I do not see anybody at all.
All right, thank you for confirming that. All right, let's go through each DRB member now for comments. Water Authority.
Hello, Tim. Chris Cannon with the Water Authority.
Hello.
Going through Blaine's comments, he indicated that there were no new files received, and there were some prior comments below that are carryover. There are no objections. The project's in the adopted service area, and pro rata is not owed. There is no improvements needed, and there's no objections to the plat. He did indicate private easements are dedicated, as is anticipated. And it's hard for me to see the screen, but it looks like easement number 4 is that private water, private sewer easement for the back lot.
That's correct.
Oh, that's all that we have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Aldrich, this is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Do you have any questions for Mr. Cadena?
No, I don't. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to code enforcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. As previously discussed in sketch blast, this property, or I'm sorry, in prior communications, this property is located in an area of consistency and must meet contextual lot size standards per IDO section 51C2B. The contextual lot size calculations are as follows. The total acreage of the block area lots measured, the average size comes out to 0.3714 acre average size of these of the block lots. And 75% of that would be 0.2785 acre, which would be the minimum lot size allowed. And 125% of that would be 0.4643 acre, the maximum lot size allowed. Now, the lot sizes proposed have been modified to better comply and are as follows. Lot 24A is the 0.2785 acres. This fits within the allowed contextual lot sizes allowed at, right at the minimum lot size. Lot 24B is 0.2542 acres. This is less than the minimum allowed contextual lot size. However, it is within the maximum threshold of a 10% deviation, which would take it a full 10% would be all the way down to 0.2506 acres. So it's well within that 10% deviation, which can be requested for approval as per IDO section 64Y2, minor amendments, table 644. A deviation application for the contextual lot size of lot 24B was submitted. Code enforcement is recommending approval of the deviation by the DRB. That's all of the comments I have. All other questions or comments we had have been addressed. That's the final thing to be remedied in our mind, as far as code enforcement is concerned.
All right, this is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Thank you very much, Mr. Palmer. Mr. Aldrich, do you have any questions for Mr. Palmer?
No, I don't, Jay. Jeff, thank you so much for taking so much of your time to work with me on that and help me get through this part.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, you're very welcome, Tim. Likewise, we appreciate your hard work in working towards a resolution on this matter.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys. Parks and Recreation.
Christina Sandoval with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to this case.
Thank you very much. Hydrology.
Ernest Darmijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. For any future plans, an approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit. If any of our thresholds are met.
Thank you very much. Transportation.
Dean Wolfenberger with Transportation. All of my comments have been addressed, and Transportation has no objection to the plat or to the infrastructure list.
Okay. All right, and this is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. Regarding planning comments, I see that the latest and greatest plat that we got from you has the project and application numbers added. So we're good on that. And regarding the deviation from the contextual standards note, you did add that to the plat as well. So we're good on that. So the only question I have, Nicole, are you out there? Nicole?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I have a question regarding the deviation because code enforcement recommends approval of it, but the DRB actually has to approve it. Do I need to note that separately? You know, I'm gonna note the infrastructure list and the preliminary final plat in our vote. Should we vote to approve this? The deviation, would it need to be mentioned and voted on separately, or just is it included with that vote? If should the DRB approve it, would it include the deviation? Do we have to mention that specifically? That's what I'm asking.
This is Nicole Sanchez. Yes, I recommend mentioning that as part of the approval and the findings.
Okay. All right, so I'll approve if we vote to approve this under planning, I'll vote that we have a finding in the notice of decision noting the approval of the deviation. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, so I will ask each board member, well, before I go to that, one final question. Mr. Cadena, are we good on Water Authority comments?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, yes.
Thank you, sir. All right, I will ask each board member now to vote to approve or deny the application and the associated infrastructure list. And Mr. Webb, tell you what, we need to get that infrastructure list on the record. I'll go ahead and I can share that. I have it pulled up here, but we need to make sure that that is depicted and shown on the record here. All right, and can you all see this infrastructure list? Did somebody confirm that they're seeing it?
Yes.
Yes.
It is on the screen.
One comment too, Tim.
Yes.
You got the project number, and this isn't gonna affect the decision of the DRB, but we need you to add the application number to the infrastructure list.
And, I'll do that. Okay.
And we're not going to be getting out. I'll just tell you, we're not going to be signing any approved documents today. One of the DRB members has to leave as soon as possible for a meeting. So as soon as we can, I'll get this out, but you're going to be able to address this issue. So
thank you, Greg.
All right. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Thank you.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Thank you.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Thank you.
Ernest Hydrology, I approve.
Thank you.
Jane Wiffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Thank you. And this is Jay Rodenbeck, the DRB chair. I approve with the condition that we add a finding noting that a deviation from the contextual standards for the lot size was approved with the preliminary final plat application. And the condition that a recorded II infrastructure improvements agreement, IIA, be submitted prior to final sign off from planning for 12 weeks. This is vote to approve item number 10, project PR 2022-006762, application number SD 2022-00043. Preliminary and final plat and the infrastructure list dated dated May 5th, 2022. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM with delegation to planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated. Thank you very much.